janefinch.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're going to commence at 7:15, so I want to thank everybody for being here. My name is Tom Rakosevic. I'm Counselor Anthony Perutza's executive assistant. So again, thank you for braving the cold weather and showing up to discuss some very, very important issues tonight. Just to let you know that we have staff from the City of Toronto that will be here in addition to, obviously, Councillor Anthony Perutza. The staff present will be Eva Smurden and Mary Harhai from Children's Services. We have Anne Bailey, Director of Branch Libraries. We have from Police, Sergeant Patrick Meehan from 31 Division. TTC, we have Ted Zander, and I believe Carolyn Embry is supposed to be here. I'm not sure if I see her, but Transportation, Ann Kahn is supposed to be here. And from Budget, we have Stephen Conforti, who will be making a short presentation as well. As an overview, just to let you know how the format is going to roll out, Councillor Perutza will be making a brief introduction. Following that will be Mr. Conforti's presentation on the budget. And after that, we will allow you to come to the mic. We'll have one on each side, and to express your opinion, ask a question, but we also ask that it be brief because this event wraps up at 8:30. That's as long as the booking is. So we ask you to respect everyone's time. If you have a message, let's keep it concise in respect of everyone else. So again, we will go over the rules as we progress when it comes to question time. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to all of you. I wish you the best health and prosperity to your family. And here is Councillor Anthony Perutza.
Actually, I'm going to try to change the order a little bit. I'm just going to welcome you all and thank you for being here. For me, this is a very, very important event. This is a very important month. This is the month where we vote on and approve the city's budget for the coming year. And for us, that's always a big, big event. So welcome to everyone. And I guess we'll have a chance to chat a little bit later, okay? Thank you.
Okay, so Stephen, you want to come up and make your presentation? Great.
Hello, everyone. As noted, I'm Steve Conforti. I'm a manager within the city's financial planning division. So to provide some background on the city's budget process, I'll deliver a brief presentation on the city's tax-supported operating and capital budgets, which have been presented to the City Budget Committee the day of November 28th, 2011. One thing that is important to note, these are the tax-supported budgets, so this is not with regards to rate-supported budgets, which include Toronto Water or Solid Waste, so these have been approved already. Next slide. So I'll begin with the recommended $14.8 billion 2012 to 2021 capital plan. Next slide. So the following presentation on 10-year capital plan will cover capital budget context, what we'll build over the next 10 years, capital budgeting, financing, how we address the 2011 TTC capital budget issue, and the impact of the capital plan on our debt charges. Next slide. Sorry, just bear with me. So in terms of our challenges, the major issues going into the capital budget was the TTC's capital plan. You may recall the council did not approve the TTC's full capital budget in 2011, which required $2.3 billion more in debt funding than we could afford as a city. We continue to have uncertainty over federal and provincial plans for new capital funding programs, and our last debt forecast showed that the 15% debt charge limit would have been reached by 2015. The solution to these issues were to reduce the requested spending to more affordable levels and to find other sources of funding. The TTC was able to reduce its capital request by $1.1 billion. We've applied the proceeds of the monetization strategy, and we updated our forecast of development charge proceeds. Next slide. We believe that the federal and provincial governments will announce new capital funding programs when the existing ones expire, and lower interest rates have had a positive impact. With these strategies in place, the recommended capital plan fully accommodates the TTC's capital request builds and protects the city's infrastructure, and moves moderate and has a more moderate impact on the operating budget than the previous capital budget. Next slide. I'll now provide some examples as to what's in the 10-year capital plan. Just to move this along, I'll note that this presentation is available on the city's website. You can actually find it in the November 28th meeting of Budget Committee, so I'll move through these rather quickly. So next slide. So there are many transportation and transit initiatives. This includes $1.5 billion to maintain roads, expressways, sidewalks, design and redevelop the Six Points Interchange. Next slide. Provide $87 million to complete new off-street bicycle paths, critical on-street constructions and new bicycle parking, $195 million to acquire 213 new buses to improve service by 2016, $784 million to purchase 189 low-floor accessible light rail vehicles. Next slide. $288 million to continue the installation of state-of-the-art signaling systems, revitalize Union Station, $318 million to construct and redevelop 60 new and existing car parks. Next slide. In terms of public safety and emergency services, capital funding is available in $69 million to replace the shared radio communication system, $5 million to complete construction of the new Fire Station D. Next slide. $10 million to construct a new Fire Station B by 2014, improving response times in Downsview. Construct a new Fire Station A by 2016. Next slide. Complete the construction of the police's new 14 division by 2012. $115 million to replace the 54, 41, and 13 divisions. Next slide. In terms of community and recreational services, funds have also been made available, such as $72 million to maintain 10 long-term care homes, $79 million to redevelop the Kipling Acres long-term care home. Next slide. Continue the redevelopment of parklands. $40 million to construct community centers, including the York Community Center by 2013, and funds to expand the Leaside Arena. Next slide. $17 million for the reference library revitalization and completion of the self-service circulation program at 18 libraries. Next slide. As well as other capital projects. Next slide. Funds have also been made available to improve customer service. This includes developing a common scheduler for city programs and to improve online information for public access. Next slide. Complete the healthy environmental inspection systems and reporting projects. Purchase a mobile dental clinic. Next slide. And capital funds will be provided to improve public health and children's services information systems and websites. Next slide. In terms of funds are also being made available for public spaces across the city. This includes the revitalization of Nathan Phillips Square, waterfront revitalization, next slide, as well as the Casa Loma restoration and the construction of a new Fort York Visitor Center. Next slide. So the next series of slides will summarize the spending and financing planned over the next 10 years. Next slide. So of the $14.8 billion we plan to spend over the next 10 years, 68% is dedicated to transit and transportation. That's, you see there are the big pies on the right side. Parks, forestry, and rec make up the next largest service at 5%. Next slide. To finance this plan, we receive 30% from the federal and provincial governments. Annual funding contributions from the operating budget will also finance 20% of the plan. So these are our capital from current contributions, so funds out of the operating to reduce our debt charges. Capital reserves, which include expected revenues from the monetization strategy and an expectation that a portion of future operating surpluses will be allocated to capital reserves in accordance with the city's surplus distribution policy, finances 12% of the plan. Development charges and other third-party revenues will finance 10%, and debt, the funding source of last resort, finances 28% of the plan. It should be noted that the amount of debt required in this plan is $164 million less than what we had budgeted for in last year's 10-year capital plan. Next slide. So this slide shows that spending by category over the 10-year of the financing. You'll note that about 60% of the plan is for state of good repair projects. So this is to improve to keep our infrastructure in a state of good repair. This also rises to 67% of the 10-year capital plan over the 10 years of the plan. Next slide. This graph depicts the state of good repair spending as compared to growth and service improvement projects. You see that the greatest chunk of our spending is for state of good repair on the capital budget. Next slide. We also track the state of good repair backlog, and you'll see that the backlog increases slightly over the forecast. So our backlog of state of repair actually is rising while we are doing our best to address it. But this is one of the reasons for ensuring that we have enough debt capacity to forecast in the forecast to accommodate emergency state of good repair projects. Next slide. So as previously touched on, the biggest challenge going into this budget process was accommodating the TTC's capital plan. In the next section, I'll explain how we were able to accommodate it through this year's 10-year capital plan. So what this slide represents is the 2011 capital plan for the TTC as approved by the commission, which is on the left side, as compared to what the city actually approved. So what the city approved was roughly $2.3 billion less than what the commission had approved due to affordability issues. We were only able to finance current commitments, current and future year commitments that were absolutely required, while we had to look into ways to fund these moving forward. Next slide. So as requested by council, the TTC reconsidered its needs over the 10-year capital plan and has recommended that projects listed here be deferred beyond the 10-year capital plan. So to accommodate that $2.3 billion shortfall, the TTC was able to reduce roughly $1.1 billion from their request. Next slide. To address the remaining $1.15 billion shortfall, we reduced the recommended debt requests in other areas of the city's capital plans. We applied the unused portion of debt allocation from the previous year, and we updated the development charge forecast. We also made a provision of $700 million in new funding, which come from a combination of the monetization proceeds, applying a portion of future surpluses to the capital reserve, and we expect that the federal and provincial governments to announce a new municipal capital funding program once the current one expires. With the application of these funding sources, we have solved the TTC's issues and are actually $62 million below their budget target. Next slide. So I'll quickly demonstrate the impact of the budget on the city's debt charges. Next slide. In last year's capital plan, we predicted that the debt charges would reach council's 15% debt charge limit by 2015. So that's represented by the solid blue line. And remember that this only accommodated a portion of the TTC's capital request. The second line shows that the debt charges, which would be based on the revised capital plan, which included the TTC's full plan and projections for lower interest rates and the updated DC revenue. This does not include the amount of financing coming from the monetization strategy. Next slide. This slide shows the debt charges with the monetization strategy applied. First, by applying most of the financing in the first 5 years of the forecast, the debt charge curve becomes significantly less, which means that instead of debt charges increasing by $40 to $50 million in each of the next 3 years, the increase will be more moderate, and for 2012, they are essentially the same as they were last year. Second, the buffer between the forecast debt charge and the 15% limit is wider. This gives us room for emergencies and room for higher interest. This gives us room for emergency repairs and higher interest rates. It should not be seen as room for adding more capital projects at this time. This slide demonstrates quite clearly why we need to apply the monetization strategy. Next slide. Next slide. In conclusion, the 10-year capital plan fully accommodates the TTC's recommended capital plan. It achieves a balance between state of good repair and growth. It relies on the city's monetization strategy and assumes that the federal and provincial governments will replace their capital funding by program once the current ones expire. As a result, debt charge increases over the next few years will be significantly moderated, which will help narrow the annual operating budget shortfalls. Next slide. I'll now go over the 2012 staff recommended operating budget of $9.4 billion gross and $3.7 billion net. Next slide. Excuse me. The portion of this presentation focuses on the operating budget and directions given, the service reviews, efficiencies and adjustments, and actions taken to balance the budget, and an overall of the 2012 operating budget. Budget challenges facing the city in 2012 included the operating spending pressure of $774 million, reliance on one-time revenues, spending has outpaced revenue growth, capital financing putting pressure on operating budget. Solutions to address these challenges included cutting spending through efficiencies and service level adjustments, maximizing revenue sources, moderate impacts of cap rate, of capital financing, and moderate tax and TTC fare increases. This budget makes significant progress in all areas and moves city closer to the goal of fiscal sustainability. Next slide. So the 2012 operating budget directions included a 10% net budget reduction, core service review, a user fee policy and review, and service efficiency studies. Next slide. This slide just shows services provided by the city, some of which are provided on a 24/7 basis. Next slide. The city undertook a service review process in 2011, which included a core service review, a user fee review, and service efficiency studies. These began in April of 2011, and as you see, have been going on throughout the year. Next slide. The findings of the core service review were that 90% of the services in the city are core, 8% are traditional, and 1% are either other or discretionary. Of the assessment, 85% of the services that are delivered are actually below standard, and 15% are delivered above standard. 69 opportunities were identified to eliminate, divest, or reduce services, and 119 opportunities to conduct further review or further efficiencies. Next slide. Approximately $200 to $300 million in savings were estimated. 2012, Council approved $30 million in service eliminations and reductions. Staff are considering additional efficiencies of approximately $65 million. $132 million in capital savings were also identified. Next slide. Service efficiency studies are being conducted for, in 2012, solid waste management, transportation, police, libraries, the TTC, as well as cross-program studies. For savings applicable in 2013 to 15, there are studies being done for fire, EMS, child care, long-term care homes, courts, and additional cross-program studies. Next slide. The city also undertook the user fee review. Essentially, we were identifying the full cost of delivering services and who benefited from those services and whether or not those services should be recovered fully through the cost providing or whether or not they should be supported by the tax base. Next slide. So in terms of actions to be taken to balance the budget, this slide highlights the actions. Major progress were made towards fiscal sustainability. You'll see that one-time pressures were reduced from $346 million in 2011, so these are unsustainable revenues used to balance the budget, and these were reduced to $88 million in 2012. We're also recommending a modest tax increase and continuing to improve on capital funding. Next slide. In continuing with the actions taken to balance the budget, this slide highlights the staffing impact arising from the 10% reduction. Roughly 2,339 staff reductions have been recommended arising from the 10% reduction target. Next slide. This slide presents the increase in net expenditure since 2003. So you'll note that 54% of the increase is attributed to emergency services. Next slide. Next, we're going to highlight some of the efficiency savings. These are examples of efficiency savings recommended in the budget. Again, this presentation is available on the web, so for the sake of time, I'll quickly go through these. So they include TTC workforce reductions, library business processing reengineering, senior staffing reorganization within the Toronto Police Service. Next slide. Renegotiated residual subsidies paid to the TCHC. Reduced utility costs and contracted services within city facilities. Next slide. As well as various administrative staff reductions. Next slide. Examples of savings resulting from adjustments to the service levels include returning the TTC to service level standards from previous years, deferring the hiring of emergency service personnel, hours and material reductions at the Toronto Public Library. Next slide. Off-peak hour reductions at selected arenas, recreational programming reduction, closing 5 wading pools and 2 outdoor pools, non-core, non-provincially mandated shelter closures. Next slide. There was also CPIP reductions, road cleaning service adjustments, and children's service adjustments. Next slide. There were some enhancements included in the 2012 recommended capital budget, operating budget. This included additional TTC drivers to meet ridership growth, increased Ontario Works caseloads, tree abatement strategies, welcome policy, funding enhancements, and funding for the Ontario Summer Games and waterfront parks. Next slide. Over the next few slides, I'll explain in more detail how the budget was balanced. Next slide. So in February of 2011, city staff presented our outlook on the spending pressures expected for the 2012 budget. The much talked about $774 million pressure. This pressure was broken into two parts. One-time funding of $360 million used to balance the 2011 budget, and annual spending pressures of $414 million predicted by city divisions and ABCs. In 2011, the city CFO stated that we had both a spending problem and a revenue problem, and in order to reach a sustainable budget, we had to address both of these issues. The budget does exactly that. Next slide. On the cost side, we found $137 million in service efficiency savings and base change reductions, some of which I'd spoken to. We were able to reduce the amounts required to fringe benefit costs. Most significantly, the TTC was able to avoid $42 million in annual pension solvency payments by becoming a jointly sponsored pension plan with their union. We've reduced our compensation forecast based on latest information of wage settlements in Ontario, and the debt charge increase we forecasted has been eliminated, partly through lower interest rates, but more significantly due to the impact on the monetization strategy. Only the current contribution to capital increases have been accommodated within this budget, as per our long-term fiscal plan. Also, some of the expected operating impacts of new facilities were absorbed or delayed. Next slide. On the revenue side, we have increased the budgets for revenues that are driven by growth, mainly the municipal land transfer tax, new tax assessment, TTC ridership, and supplementary property taxes. This is based on our actual experience over the last 2 years. With these revisions, the large surpluses we saw in 2009 and 2010 will not be repeated. As well, the amount of cushion we have for our economic downturn has been reduced. To address this risk, we are recommending a contribution to the tax stabilization reserve from the 2011 surplus. We are also budgeting a $94 million increase in other revenues. While we did not receive any benefit from the social service upload this year, we are receiving the first installment of the court security upload, $6 million, and more provincial subsidy for the long-term care and the Toronto Employment and Social Services. We have also budgeted a $12 million increase in user fees. Hydro dividends are expected to increase by $15 million next year. Other revenues, which include investment earnings and payments in lieu of taxes, will increase by $45 million. Through expenditure reductions and revenue growth, the gap is now reduced to $258 million. Next slide. To bridge the remaining gap, we are recommending the following strategies on both the cost and revenue side of the budget. Further spending reductions through service level adjustments garner $88 million in savings. A modest 10-cent TTC fare increase, 5%, that will generate $30 million. A modest tax increase to generate $57 million. This will result in an average residential tax increase of 2.5% for homeowners and an average of 0.83% for businesses and apartments. You'll recall that both taxes and fares were frozen in 2011. Finally, we are recommending that $83 million be transferred from the rate stabilization reserve that we set up using the remainder of the 2010 surplus. The spending pressures of $774 million was too large to solve in 8 months. However, we have made significant progress in reducing our reliance on one-time revenues. Our reliance on surpluses has dropped from $346 million in 2011 to $83 million in 2012. We will address the remainder $83 million through the 2013 budget process. Next slide. This slide is showing that for the first time since the city's amalgamation, gross expenditures have dropped from the 1 year to the previous, being $52 million from 2011 to 2012. The net impact of the budget is a $98 million increase in tax revenues from assessment growth and the modest tax increase. Next slide. On this slide, we see that gross expenditures have climbed steadily over the last 10 years. As explained earlier, the growth is primarily due to emergency services. This increase has also been driven by TTC, which has experienced tremendous ridership growth in recent years. However, the spending growth trend has been arrested over the last 2 years. Next slide. The 2012 tax-supported operating budget of $9.3 billion in gross spending is broken down in this slide. The largest portion of the budget, 30%, is dedicated to our provincially cost-shared health and social service programs. 19% is dedicated to transportation and transit. 17% is allocated to emergency services. 15% of the budget is dedicated to financing our capital budget, interdivisional charges, and corporate expenditures. 5% is for governance and internal services, and 13% represents spending in all other city services. Next slide. To finance the operating budget, we rely on property taxes for 39% of the budget. This percentage has remained fairly steady over the years. Provincial and federal transfers make up the next largest financing source at 22%, and user fees are the third largest source of revenue at 15%. Next slide. Of the $3.7 billion tax levy, our net budget, 80% is dedicated to police, TTC, debt charges, shelter support and housing, and parks, forests, and recreation. The remaining 20% covers the rest of the city services. Next slide. This slide breaks down the budget by city cluster and ABC. The budget in all areas of the city has been reduced with the exception of the accountability office. Capital financing is going up as a result of the CFC increase. So that's the second highlight. And again, this is to help fund the capital budget to ensure we reduce our debt payment charges. You will note that after accounting for assessment growth, the blended tax increase for residential and non-residential tax raises an additional 1.6% in property tax, which is in line with inflation. Next slide. Other corporate expenditures include a provision for fire, TTC, QP, and non-union wage settlements. On the revenue side, you can see that we have eliminated $262 million in one-time surplus funding. The increase in the municipal land transfer tax and investment earning budgets are a closer reflection of the actual experience over the last couple of years. Other corporate revenues include $15 million increase in supplementary taxes, and street and expressway lighting services have been highlighted as we are recommending that this budget be transferred to transportation services. Next slide. In summary, the 2012 operating budget that staff are recommending is a major step towards moving the city towards fiscal sustainability. We have reduced the use of one-time revenues by more than 75%, cutting it from $346 million in 2011 to $83 million in 2012. The impact on services, while always difficult, are limited and broadly dispensed throughout the city. The vast majority of the city services remain in place. In accordance with our long-term fiscal plan, the budget includes tax increase, TTC fare, and user fee increases in line with inflation and provide improved financing for our capital plan. Next slide. I'll just quickly take you through the budget schedule. Next slide. Since April, again, staff have worked on the budget. It will commence on January 19th at Council. Next slide. To date, the budget was launched on November 28th. Budget review meetings by cluster and ABC were held on December 2nd, 5th, and 6th. We also had 2 days of public hearings at City Hall on December 7th and 8th, and 2 budget wrap-up meetings were scheduled where briefing notes were received and budget decisions were finalized by the Budget Committee on December 9th and 13th. Next slide. Staff have taken Budget Committee's recommendations and have provided the corporate reports, which will be dealt with by Budget Committee on January 9th. At this meeting, the city manager will also report on the core service and service efficiency studies. Staff will present the final year of the current value assessment and the impact that it will have on the tax rates, as well as the third quarter variance report. On January 12th, the Executive Committee will consider the budget, Budget Committee's recommended budget, and Council will consider the budget on January 17th through the 19th. And I believe that wraps up my presentation, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's actually quite a long presentation, but he did it very quickly and efficiently, so thank you very much. Again, this presentation is available online at the city's main website, toronto.ca.